Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on May 22nd regarding Aldine, A-L-D-I-N-E, Laney, L-A-N-E-Y. Aldine Laney is a 65-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 7-5-19 when a wheelchair ran over her right foot. Apparently she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Apparently she had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery to repair the foot. She understands her final diagnosis to be, quote, disabled, period, end quote. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. She actually described she had undergone surgery in 2018 for arthritis in her foot. This was utilizing a plate and screws. She reports having rehabilitation postoperatively and that she recovered. New paragraph. Per her claim petition, Ms. Laney alleged a patient rolled over her right foot with a wheelchair on 7-5-19. Her treatment records show she was seen by AtlantiCare Occupational Health on 7-11-19. She did not describe any interim treatment. Past surgical history was remarkable for left knee arthroscopy, common right thumb surgery, common right foot surgery. She still had hardware in her foot from the surgery done in December for arthritis. She was examined and diagnosed with a contusion of a toe of the right foot. She was placed in a post-operative shoe and referred to orthopedics with her x-rays. In paragraph on 7-12-19, she was seen in that regard by Dr. Fox. He wrote she had a second and third tarsal metatarsal joint arthrodesis on 12-19-18. She was doing pretty good with only intermittent swelling and no pain until this happened. Now she had a lot of pain and swelling in the foot over the surgical site. He reviewed the x-rays taken at urgent care, stating they demonstrated fracture of two of the screws, but he did not see any acute osseous abnormalities. The fusion sites appeared well healed. Upon exam, there was diffuse puffy edema across the midfoot and tenderness palpation over the surgical site. Dr. Fox diagnosed contusion of the right foot as well as malfunctioning orthopedic hardware. He wanted to place her in a Cam Walker boot. She was going to return in 2 weeks. She did so on 7-26-19 when Dr. Fox recommended physical therapy. Ongoing care was rendered by him, but she remained symptomatic. In paragraph on 8-29-19, she underwent an MRI of the right foot to be inserted here. New paragraph on 1-2-20, Dr. Fox performed surgery to be inserted here. Ms. Laney followed up with him post-operatively through 7-14-20. He cited the results of a functional capacity evaluation that recommended permanent restrictions at a sedentary physical demand level. He discharged her at maximum medical improvement within those parameters. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed pes planus bilaterally and left greater than right bunion deformities. There was a bony protrusion on the dorsal aspect of the right foot. There was also a longitudinal scar overlying the mid, I'm sorry, the central foot, measuring 4 inches in length, consistent with her surgery. Period. Right ankle plantar flexion was to 30 degrees and dorsiflexion to 5 degrees. Period. The latter was also limited on the left to 10 degrees. Period. Motion of the ankles was otherwise full in plantar flexion, inversion, and eversion bilaterally. Period. Manumuscle testing was 5 minus for resisted right plantar flexor and extensohalysis and longus strength, but was 5/5 on the left. Period. There was tenderness palpation along the mid-dorsal right foot and on its sole between the first and second metatarsals. Period. There was no tenderness on the left. Period. Feet and ankles normal on both sacral. She ambulated, slightly inverting her right foot, but did not have an outright limp or foot drop. Period. She was able to walk on her heels and stand on her toes. Period. She changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 40 degrees and rise. Period. The rest of the section is normal. Impressions. On 7/5/19, Aldine Laney's right foot was run over by a patient in a wheelchair. Period. She was quickly seen at occupational health, where x-rays identified fractures. Period. She quickly came under the podiatric care of Dr. Fox on 7/12/19. Period. It was noted Ms. Laney had undergone surgery on this foot in December of 2018 for arthritis. Period. His interpretation of the x-rays were that they showed fractures of two of her surgical screws. Period. He initially treated her with conservative measures. Period. New paragraph. A right foot MRI was done on 8/29/19 to be inserted. Period. On 1/2/20, he performed surgery to be inserted. Period. She followed up with Dr. Fox through 7/14/20 when he released her from care at a sedentary physical demand level. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found her to be obese. Period. There was healed surgical scarring about the right foot. Period. There was decreased range of motion about the right grid and the left ankles. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the feet and ankles were negative. Period. I measured the ankle circumferences as well as the foot circumferences at the level of the midpoint level of her surgery, and there was no substantive swelling. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 12.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. A significant element of this is attributable to her pre-existing right foot condition and surgery. Period. End.